Current State on WKAR. The next guest at East Lansing's 10-Pound Fiddle is the well-loved singer-songwriter John Gorka. He'll be performing this Friday night. He's been a performer since the 1970s and has 11-plus albums to his credit. When I talked to him last week, I asked him how his music has changed over the years.
I think maybe my perspective has changed becoming a dad and having to look ahead in terms of decades rather than a week or two.
You mean in terms of decades of watching your kids grow up?
For kids, yeah, kind of planning for kids and to have the kids not have to worry about us.
How old are your kids, if I may ask?
17 and 15 now.
As a touring dad, what are some of the challenges of being away from home with a couple of late teenagers?
That's probably harder on my wife, who stays home. It's a lot harder on her. I think she has to deal with a lot more decisions and a lot more of the tasks of getting people where they need to be and getting people enrolled in various adventures and activities.
How do you feel that your creative process has changed over the years in terms of when you sit down to write a song?
Oh, now it's kind of whenever I get a chance. There's just much less time. There's very few blocks of time at home that are kind of unbroken and allow me to, that's kind of that the luxury of working on a song.
It looks like once you get on tour and you're doing three Michigan dates, it looks like you're going to be touring pretty steady. What do you find to sort of be the best and worst parts of touring?
Well, the best parts, I love playing, and when the traveling is when the roads are clear, I have no problem. It's very simple compared to home. There's a lot fewer things to think about. I can just kind of concentrate on the songs. Being away from home is hard because I miss everybody, and I don't want to be away so much that I become dispensable, because people will learn to live without you if you're away too much, and I don't want that.
That's interesting, because that makes me think of Gypsy Life, about if you choose to settle in one place.
And mm-hmm.
It sounds like some of the themes in that song are kind of still going then.
Still there, yeah. I'm not away for as long as I used to be before kids, and it's not a very efficient way of touring, but it's sort of workable.
Speaking of Gypsy Life, I happen to think really that's one of the most perfect songs I've ever heard. Do you have a particular favorite of your own, or does it kind of change depending on, you know, what you've written most recently?
Yeah, I think it changes. I think of they're all my children, so I try not to favor any song or any project too much. I think that I always have to feel that to put out a new record, there's got to be something there that wasn't there before.
What are you listening to right now, or do you try not to listen when you're?
I guess when I'm in a writing phase, I don't listen too much. I kind of, in between, I think I'm kind of in between now. I've been listening to Lightning Hopkins some, and put the iPod on shuffle, so so all sorts of things come up. That's something that could be Nat King Cole and to Jack Hardy and Lightning Hopkins. So there's a lot of changeovers.
When you're on the road, what do you think kind of that you turn to the most to kind of keep you sane and knowing, you know, what town you're in from day to day? And
usually I go to, if I have no other CDs or anything with me, I'll go to the left side of the dial and hit scan if I can get a strong signal. I don't care really too much what it is. It can be a music station. It could be a public radio, or it could be a preacher. So I think mainly I'm looking for a good signal.
Is there a kind of album you'd like to do that you haven't done yet? I was interested that you mentioned Lightning Hopkins, blues album, covers.
I'm interested in learning to play some of that kind of music, I found that I was able to learn a few things that I wasn't sure I was able to learn before. I don't know if it would mean making a record because I think a lot of great records have already been made, and I'm not sure if I could approach that. So I pursue kinds of things that I would like to learn, but I don't know how that'll end up in the recorded output. I guess it kind of feeds the process of being excited about music and feeling that there's still lots to learn.
I was noticing listening to your newest album in comparison with ones from the era of Temporary Roads, that your voice has gotten closer to our ears in terms of production. I don't know if you're processing it less, or I'm interested in that just from the standpoint of, is it just because maybe you've worked with different people who've said, hey, let's try this, or are you getting more comfortable with your own voice in some way?
I think I've gotten a little bit more comfortable with the process, and because I can do things at home, and I also worked in this studio in Minneapolis. The focus of the last two records has been the vocal and guitar, to try to get good performances there, and then if there's anything extra that kind of enhance that, that's fine, and I'm okay with that. You know, it kind of depends on the song. But most of the time people see me when I play, most of the time it's solo, so I don't want them to hear a record and then come see me live and have it be a completely different experience. So I think I've been trying to get that, but I like the sounds we were getting on this record. I have a good microphone and a good preamp I have the same preamp in both places, so I could go back and forth. I really enjoyed the process. This one we worked a little at a time over the period of about a year, just to see how I felt like the performances held up over time, and if the songs were okay with me. But yeah, I enjoyed it. Was kind of a luxury of doing it slowly.
Sort of related to that, you mentioned kind of the way songs wear with you. When you're on tour, how do you decide to play? How do you decide what you're going to play for audiences when you have, you know, such a wide collection of music? I mean, obviously, you know, you'll be playing from your latest album, but how do you decide, for instance, what of your older stuff you're going to perform?
Yeah, I don't go out with a set list. I have some songs that I will do as kind of introductory songs, because I check with the audience to find out who had seen me play live before. And I'm surprised that there's, you know, people who were familiar with my name or my music but had not seen me play live before. And it's so I want to make sure that they feel included from the beginning. I don't want them to feel like they're visiting, you know, a club of which they're not a member. But I'm open to their suggestions. I like doing two sets because I can get some suggestions during the first set that I might not know, but I could quickly relearn a song or two in the break and be able to play it in the second half.
That indicates a level of confidence, though, that a lot of people are not comfortable, you know, straying from their set list over the course of an evening.
Yeah, I feel like there's enough songs out there that together with the audience, we can make a show that's not a canned kind of a prefabricated show. I often will tell the audience how can I presume to know what songs to play for an audience I haven't met yet? So I think there's enough songs that we can often find some common ground.
A lot of pop musicians have commented on how digital music distribution, digital downloads, have changed what they do. As a singer-songwriter, what do you think the effect of this technology has been on what you do?
That's a good question. I think it probably hurt people who relied more on record sales for their income. I think in general, it probably helps get the music out there. I probably, on the whole, benefit from more access to the music, whether it be legal or non-legal, or, you know, downloads or streaming.
Well, John Gorka, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, and thanks for coming to East Lansing. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.